This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Come on. I'm not really sure when it happened. It may have been Napster that made us think that everything on the internet should be free, or rather that the internet is going to make everything free. Downloading music for free and the impact that that's had. But everything should not be free. And before I get into kind of the heart of today's subject, I wanted to just sort of riff on whether or not it would be a good thing if everything were free. If college was free, would that be good? There's a lot of our politicians and candidates for the next presidential election talking about how college should be free. Should healthcare be free? Is healthcare a right? I don't know the answer to that necessarily. What I do know is that oftentimes when something is given to me for free that I did nothing to earn it, I did not work towards it, that I did not value it as much as I do when in fact I did earn it, when in fact I did work towards it, when I actually achieved something to receive it, when I have skin in the game. Those are the things that I definitely am most proud of, that I appreciate the most, those things that I worked for. So the problem with the idea of everything being free, I think that we probably, human nature suggests that we just won't value it quite as much. So giving access to everyone to have a great education is an awesome idea. I just don't know the answer to the question. So I posit that for you. When you've received things for free in the past, do you value them? I probably know the answer. Anyway, so the answer is that free does sometimes equal very, 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 very good. Some things that I receive for free are awesome, but it's not always necessarily a good thing. So what I do know for sure is while I may not find value in things I receive for free, I am absolutely 100% not interested in paying for things that are not useful. Not interested in flushing money down the toilet. Not interested in wasting time on endeavors that are not useful. And in terms of financial stuff, being that this is a personal financial podcast, this conversation that's been going on for a long time about active versus passive investment approaches. And within the past couple of months, it's come out that the research that 89% of actively managed funds failed to outperform the broader market over the past 15 years. So that's pretty damning evidence. Now, again, if 89% failed to do that, well, then there's certainly 10% that are consistently or doing a good job of actually beating the market. So is it possible? I think that it is. I think that it is, and I've had the privilege of having a lot of really smart investment professionals on this show who have talked about how they do it and how they're able to do it. But on the whole, the vast, vast majority, almost 90%, they just fail to do it. So if you are investing your money in and have been over the past 15 years, you've essentially been wasting your money if you're in one of those 90% that have been failing to outperform the broader market. So definitely food for thought, and that's something that you probably want to stop doing. But now more things are becoming free. Fidelity has introduced a handful of investment options with no expense ratio. So that means you can put your money in and it'll be invested and Fidelity won't be charging you for it. There's a company called SoFi that has rolled out or is rolling out no fee exchange traded funds, so ETFs. You're able to get free financial planning software tools from the robo-advisor Wealthfront. There's a company, Robinhood, that offers commission-free trades. I know, I think that Chase is offering 100 free trades. So while free is not necessarily good or bad, I think that these are probably really, really, really positive things that technology is allowing us to do in the financial services or personal financial space. So, but to truly take advantage of it, to bring it, to be able to grab those tools, to utilize them, to have them work for your benefit, to really take advantage, you need to take action, start the process, and finish the process from start to finish. So many of us, so many Americans don't even invest. I think something like half of Americans don't invest in equities. And just from what I've just laid out, it's pretty easy to be doing that with technology. And there's a lot more obviously that goes into it just beyond that. But you talk to financial advisors, the whole financial planning process, the first step is just getting started with it. And that's not an easy thing to do. You're having to have uncomfortable conversations that you probably never had before. You're talking about sensitive things that you probably never talked about with anybody else. Maybe not even your spouse, probably not family, probably not friends. So you're probably talking to a stranger. And these are things that you certainly may be ashamed of. So it's difficult to get started. But then on the back end too, financial advisors will tell you, and I'll tell you from my personal experience, getting people to finish implementing a plan to get a will done, to get a trust done, to change beneficiary designations, to fund accounts, to complete life insurance medical examinations, to deliver a policy, to actually put the coverage in force. These are all really sometimes very, very, very difficult things. So in order to take advantage, again, of all the awesome stuff that's available to us today, and it's available to everyone, you just have to do it. You have to get started. And I understand that in today's world, we are super busy. There are a million different demands on our time, but this stuff needs to get done. The whole idea of this Money Patriot theme that I've been running with is that we as a country are in big trouble because we've not yet come to the recognition that we are not saving enough money for ourselves. And if you think about, if you want to retire at age 65 or 70, the amount of money that you'll have to have saved for retirement, it's probably upwards of $1 million, if not considerably more. And that's not easy to do. It is not easy with so many demands on our resources today to be able to do that. So we have to get started. The journey of 1,000 miles. Well, the journey from $0 to $1 million is $1 at a time and just getting started with it. So this stuff has to get done. And that's also true of the simplest things like and rather foundational things like life insurance, taking care of your family. I worked with New York Life and Mass Mutual for many years, and certainly have sold a ton of life insurance policies, and I know how important that product is. And so it's certainly frustrating over the years to see people, just how difficult it is for people to take action. So anyway, I'm sort of bouncing around a little bit, but the reality here is that success is available to everyone, and success is available to everyone at a very, very, very low cost these days from an investment standpoint. You can get, for lack of a better term, professionally managed investments for free. You can get financial planning tools for free. It's just incumbent upon you to take that first step, to open the account, put money in, follow through by consistently doing it. So all these things are available to you, and I have all the confidence in the world that you are absolutely able to do it. So thank you so much for listening. Do your part by doing your best. You can find some more of my thoughts on this topic at The Humble Dollar, which is a really, really cool blog that I have the opportunity to contribute some articles to from time to time. And you can find that link to that article in the notes. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.